Perek Gimel, the Rambam again. I believe we're in Yud Gimel or Yud Dalet. Matzila Emel Atziva Shlo Shem Shmaim Zarod Atziva B'Chazaka V'Heim Yirei Mipachdim Menav V'Kav Nasal Chol Atzma V'Chol Potzav Shlo L'Chvod Shmaim Kol Malchei Akum. So somebody who inflicts fear on the congregation, not for the sake of God, in other words, they should return in tshuva, but just to show he's a big man, so, you know, like the non-Jewish kings, so he has no share in the world to come. All of the 24 categories that we have just elaborated upon, even though they're Jewish people, they have no share in the world to come. Think about that. And there are also, in addition to these 24, there are other transgressions as well. In other words, if you have become habituated in a particular sin, even not those 24, you also lose your share in the world to come. And it is appropriate and just for us to distance ourselves from them and to be watchful of them. And what are these? So what are that? Somebody who calls his friend a name, for example, Stinky, or some other negative name, or Shorty, or some name that you may be a term of endearment, but the person doesn't feel it so endearing. Or you humiliate your friend in public, or you take credit for your friend's work. Your friend does something, you go, oh, that was me. Because you're lying, all these things. And somebody who derides the sages, or his personal teacher, and somebody who hates the holidays, because it's, I got a project to get out. Holidays are coming. I lose the whole month of September. That, or somebody who takes kachim and he makes them whole. He does not keep them in sanctity. When it is true that all of these people have no share in the world to come, kishemeis b'lo tshuva, when you die without repentance, avol im shov mirisho, but if he repented, he returned from his evil ways, umeis, hu bal tshuva, and he dies as a bal tshuva, reze b'mnei olam haba. He is one of the members of the olam haba. He knows he'll get a share in the world to come. Shein chadov reshemei b'nei tshuva, because nothing stands in the way of tshuva, that when God created mankind, he created us with the ability of returning to him. Afilu kavar b'ikor kol yamav, even though you were a denier of the Almighty all the days of your life, v'acharon shav, and in the end, you return to God. Yesh l'chel k'dam haba. You have a share in the world to come. Yishnir v'shalom shalom l'achav v'kav r'mar anor v'asiv. So that's true. You'll have a share in the world to come. What the share is another question. And those forgiveness you'll get, but where are your mitzvahs? Depends how you do tshuva. So kol r'shayim ha'mum ra'kiyot ben shachaz b'tshuva, ben b'goli ben matrinios, all of these people, these sinful people, the deniers, and all of them that have returned in tshuva, whether they did it ben begolay openly, or ben manmonios, or they did it in their hearts, and nobody knew about it, mekabel osam. God accepts them, shnemar tshuva banim shovim, because it says, return, O you wayward sons, from your backsliding. And afal pi shadayim shovim, hu sharei v'seser shov. Even though everybody else thinks he's a Russia, even though everybody else thinks he's terrible, never mind. Lo begolay mekabel osam tshuva, the Rebbeinu Shem accepts his tshuva. That's the end of the third paragraph.